to what you are asking for, but vibrationally being it, and being it so powerfully that is the law of attraction, which is the manager and the engine of all that you know. As law of attraction is now responding to the vibration of the expanded you, there is a calling toward that expansion that is undeniable. Or you can try to deny it. You can battle against the current. But the stream beats you up pretty good when you don't turn and go with it. Jerry and Esther had the wonderful experience of going whitewater rafting in Colorado a few months ago. And as they put their boat in the water, there were six of them that had gone together and several other boats that were going in at the same time. It was a river company, and all of the other boats were filled with high school wrestling teams. As Jerry and Esther and their friends were putting the boat in the water, one of the friends said, "Yes, my daughter said this morning, did you tell them how old you guys are?" As they were approaching the stream, it did not occur to any of them, even the high school wrestling team, to paddle upstream. It was clear to all of them that the stream was going that way and they were going with it. The only question was, were they going to have comfort in the stream? And we want you to understand the same thing is true for you. This stream is moving, and it's moving fast, and the longer you live in your physical body and the more you experience contrast and the more you give birth to desire, the faster your stream moves. So the longer you live, the faster your stream moves, and the faster your stream moves, the more you feel the current. And the more you feel the current, the more it behooves you to go with the current. And when you don't, you feel that tug of war. You feel that contrasting experience as you attempt, you can never do it, to separate you from you. And so their river guide said to them, "You know, friends, this is not Disneyland, and we cannot turn this river off." And then he went on to explain that if they got crossways of the current, that the current might tip their boat over. "It will beat you up pretty good," he said. And then he drew their attention to page 5, paragraph 3 of the disclaimer that they all had to sign, which made it seem apparent that no one would survive the trip. And we're wanting to say to you that this is not Disneyland, folks, and you cannot turn the stream off. This stream is flowing, and the longer you live, the faster it moves. And the faster it moves, the more exhilarating it is when you move with it, and the more it beats you up if you don't allow yourself to go with the flow. So we'll be talking all day here today about this stream and whether you're allowing yourself to go downstream or whether you are attempting the impossible, which is the upstream. You know, the stream's going to take you, but as you're paddling against it, it's not fun as you are moving backwards down the stream and missing all of the opportunities that are presenting themselves to you because you are vibrationally out of sync and you're not lining up and you don't rendezvous with them in the way that you would if you were free-floating and in sync with this stream, which it is our promise to you, is taking you to all of those things that you've been asking for. So this relationship between who you are allowing yourself to be right now by virtue of the thoughts you're thinking and who you really are by virtue of all that you have become, this vibrational relationship is the basis of your emotional guidance system. The very emotions that you feel are letting you know in every moment how much of you you're allowing or how much of you you're pinching off by virtue of the conversation or the thought that is going on within you. When you give your attention to anything, it activates a vibration. And as that vibration is activated, as you reconsider that again and again and again, in time, that activated vibration can become a dominantly activated vibration, which just means you've activated it so frequently that now it's easy, in fact common, in fact natural, in fact normal, in fact you're probably going to keep doing it because law of attraction is now responding to this habit of thought that you've got going. It's what a belief is. A belief is just a thought that you keep thinking, and you think it enough, that you activate it enough, that now it's sort of like a normal groove on your vibrational scale, so to speak. So as you